Yeah, that is. Okay, it's 5:13. We'll start the meeting of the Community Relations Committee with the Pledge to Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just remind them to hit the button if you're going to speak.
Every time, okay.
David Chiarella.
Present.
Arthur Huber.
Here.
Ronaldson.
Here. All right, number four, additions, deletions, none because it's a special meeting. Public portion, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? One more time, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Okay, the public portion is closed. First order of business is number six, elect chair of the committee for the 23-25 term.
I'd like to make a motion, Von Sill be the chair.
The motion, okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. I will do that. Yeah, thanks for your confidence, but we'll have a lot of good things happen this year, hopefully. Number seven, adopt a regular meeting schedule. You have that in front of you, or do you?
There's not a schedule for.
We know it's going to be the fourth Thursday.
Yes, I mean, if that was, I didn't type one up because I figured if there was going to be a change, but if it makes sense for the fourth Thursday at 5 o'clock.
I'm good with that.
Good. Yeah. Okay, good.
That's then we'll, then I'll type it and upload it and email it to everybody.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mark. Number eight, Blight Department, update on blighted properties. And Carmine is here tonight from the Blight Department. I don't know if you want to start off, Carm, with anything you have on your list or anything that's pressing or anything you need from us.
No, well, not really at this point. I just started.
So yeah, yeah. We appreciate you there.
Some really bad situation that, like I said before, we made a call to the attorneys. One process is in.
Sorry.
One address is on Roosevelt, which is probably the worst one I've seen. I think it was 1011.
Yeah, that's the final property in Derby on Roosevelt.
Yeah, there's a Miss Serino, calls like twice a week. So I called the attorney on Tuesday. She hasn't gotten back to me. I understand the house is in foreclosure, but we don't know who the property owner is at this point, because whoever was just abandoned it. Somebody's living in there, but it's not the the homeowner.
So you're on top of that.
So we're on top of that, yep. One.
Very good.
That's probably the worst one I've seen. We sent out some letters this week to three or four houses that had debris in the yards, and I took pictures, and all the pictures are on file if anybody wants to see them. I can email them to. Do you want me to email pictures as I
come,
get them, or,
yeah, or bring at, them at a meeting? Give us your list, what you're working on, this and that.
Okay.
And we want it to.
So whoever comes, either myself or Jim, will have the.
Right.
The current
activities going on.
Okay.
Okay.
So come, you'll then know if they be able to tell us if they took care of the blight and cleaned it up, or you haven't gotten to that.
Yeah, I understand this thing has been forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, forever. I looked at the file. It goes back, I bet you, 8 years, 7 years.
Sure.
And I guess they can't find who the owner is. And there's that one on was it Clark Street? That three family.
Is that so that's big one at the bottom there. It's been forever too. Yeah,
yeah, I understand the building is condemned now.
Yeah,
so I don't really know.
Is there anybody in there anymore?
She lives outside. She lives in her car.
Oh, okay. No, they both used to be in the car for a while.
Yeah, I guess that's what they told me. She's living in the car right now. Forgive me if I don't know all the streets. I know how to get there. Yeah. I'm from the Bronx, so it's easy to go around there. But that house, I understand the third floor fell into the second floor. So, and to condemn that building, you know, to tear it down, you're talking, you know, a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, for us to do, right?
Yeah, so whoever, you know, if we're foreclosing it, I don't know if it's in a process of foreclosure or not, but I can find out from Jim.
Well, our main thing is safety, though, around it or.
Yeah, around it, it's safe. Yeah. I mean, I drove by it. There's two cars on the, around the corner where the garage is. And I understand she's living in one of them, or she has a car here or something, but
so you haven't talked to her or met her? No. All right. Other ones that I have that you may be aware of. We just talked about the Derby Avenue that I wasn't aware of. That's up near the end of Derby Avenue at the bottom of Academy Hill. Take a left and it's right over there. It was a building there.
The empty lot.
Right.
Yeah. It's right next to 210 Derby Avenue, I believe.
No, that's further down. That's the other one. This is all the way almost at the Ansonia town line. Yeah. I have to get an address. Those are in the 300s up there. But if you come down Academy Hill and take a left, and right across the street there, probably first, second house, there's a big open lot and everything is dumped down there.
That's the second one.
On that. Right, yeah. Same thing.
Went further up. It has a fence on it also that everybody drops the material in there.
Yeah, so I don't know the exact number, but it's next to 346 Derby Ave, so around there.
I figured it was 300, yeah. Are you aware of Bank Street over there? There's a house all covered with bushes and trees. And
no, the only one I'm familiar with on Bank Street is 32 Bank Street.
I'm sorry, go back to that address you just told me about.
346, round up with that.
346?
Yeah.
Derby Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only one I know on Bank Street is we had gotten a call on that one. First, they thought it was 26, but it turned out to be 32. And one of the ones was garbage cans in the front.
Oh, yeah.
But then if you go down Jennings Road in the back of that building, which the address is Derby Avenue.
Well, so
it's right.
Okay, the front of it is a yes. Derby Avenue. Yeah.
And that was a, you know, that's a mess in that. And I think we sent the letter out Monday or Tuesday this week to that. But I know what you're talking. It's the one on Jennings Road.
Up Jennings Street. Take a left, which is going the wrong way.
You're right. That's
house across the street there. Okay. Bank Street.
Okay, that one I'm not familiar with.
House all covered with
trees. Okay, that's opposite 32 then. Okay.
Nobody's been in it
probably. Don't keep scrolling. All right, so that's the one opposite 32 Bank Street then. That's around where the fire. There's a house that was burnt down.
Down here. Across the street, maybe four houses up.
Okay, I'll find it.
You'll see all over the
house. Overgrown, okay.
And I believe that house is empty.
Okay.
Been for a long time.
I get a call during the day when I'm there to go inspect the property. You want to brought up to the meeting, or do you want me to email somebody? Or
if it's something,
it's like, in the.
If you take care of it that day and it works out.
Well, to take care of it would be sending the letter out.
Oh.
That would be taking care of it.
Anyway, 30 days.
And we give them 30 days to clean up the property. That's the procedure I understand.
And then what's your next step?
Another letter after. There's three letters that go out. So the first letter is $100 fine per day. Okay, and then after that, there's another letter going out. And I haven't seen that second letter yet. I only saw the first ones that went out. So I asked the same question. So we're waiting 30. From the note, if the letter went out today, the $100 starts today. However, who's going to pay $3,000 at the end? Mark, somebody call on that house. That house is empty and is all the leaves in the driveway, overgrown. I took pictures of it. We sent, I don't know if we sent the letter out on that one because I just took the pictures the other day.
We should take care of
that. In the neighborhood. People are paying taxes. It's not helping their
property. Well, that's the house on Roosevelt Drive. Somebody wants to sell a house there. I think on 10, 17 maybe. There's four houses there.
See? Yeah.
There's that house, there's another house, and two on the opposite street. Somebody wants to sell a house there. That house is just a real detriment to the area. You know? It looks like
and you in the Blight Department.
Looks like the South Bronx when I was there.
And Jim, we'll guess little by little. Everyone,
no, it's not. Yeah, the thing is, it's 30 days from the first. Yeah. You know, and then you can't do anything until the second letter goes out. I don't know if that's how it's set up or with the ordinance. I guess so. Yeah. And then one other question. While I'm here, the attorney that we had, I guess, was changed, right? So the new attorney has all the files. So we're in contact with him now because foreclosure proceedings, some of these houses, I guess after the 90 days, they go into a foreclosure proceeding, from what I understand.
Yeah,
you have to make a move to, yeah, usually if there's no communication, then I would assume you're going to start a foreclosure procedure.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, then it's take the house or whatever. If there's a bank involved, then, you know, get the bank involved. Because, you know, I'm sure they want their money. They have to start it because, I don't know, I have to ask Jim if we put liens on, if the, you know, if the city puts a lien on a house, you know, second position after the bank. So we're protected before somebody else gets in there for something. I'm familiar, you know. So, you know, if the bank is, like that house has a, one of the houses we talked about had a mortgage on it. So the bank, that's that, that house on Derby Avenue, I think there's a mortgage on it. The bank is foreclosing on it. So, you know, right. But if we want to collect money, we should have liens listed on that. So that's a question that should be brought up to them. That's all I have. All right. So I'll check these out and we'll get back.
We'll work together. You need anything even during the month, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll look for you at our meeting.
Dismissed.
Thank you very much. Yep. Good luck.
Take care.
All right, number nine, shared services agreement. Your agenda.
So I see it's listed as.
I'm turning you on. The lights on, you can talk.
Okay. The information there from Shelton has the listed complaints. Are those ones that they had to come out, or are they just complaints? You know, I'm saying there's a difference between them coming out and people just complaining. You know, if it's 600 complaints, but they only come to our town to have to deal with 20, I mean, that's all I'm just asking. Every time a Derby resident has a complaint, is it being investigated?
Right.
We did have a meeting with Shelton last week, and yes, they're going out. Every time they get a complaint, they're going out to check on the complaint. So that's why it's gone up so much. They've way more calls for services than it was when we first started out.
Well, again, they're roughly at least 600 a year. And, you know, if they want to go to 60,000, that's still only at least $100 a complaint, which I think is pretty reasonable, you know, amount.
I think it's a real good deal that we have with them. And you know, obviously we don't have a dog pound anymore, so we don't have the facility to take care of these problems that they're taking care of for. So I think it really is a.
So there's no other fee except for that $60,000. If they confiscate 500 dogs, there's no extra fees because you know we have an abundance of animals.
$60,000 for the year.
That did we ever have an animal control officer?
We did. Yes. And then where the new fuel cell is on Cunala Road, that's where the.
That was our animal control person. Yes. And we haven't raised this in a long time, right?
This is the first time it's gone up since the inception, which is, I think, 2017, maybe?
2016, yeah.
16, yeah.
And it's just a one-year contract?
Yes. Every year we renew it.
All right, I'll entertain a motion then.
I motion that we bring this to the full board.
And you're proposing that we
bring the increase of $7,500 to $16,000 to pay to Shelton to share services for their animal control office.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Art. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So passed. And the next one is motion to adjourn. I'll make that motion at 5:28. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Except for the microphone deal, huh? You got to press it every time you talk?
Yeah. Hold on.
Because it goes right off.
Is that on Zoom or no? Are we still on it? Or is it off?